Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Military fighter jets were sent to try to intercept a plane that flew into restricted D.C. airspace Sunday. The plane was unresponsive and ended up crashing in a remote area of Virginia, killing all four on board. CBS's Jeff Begay's on the investigation.
The primary objective now for investigators is trying to figure out why that plane went off course. Of course, in investigations like this, the NTSB relies on black boxes, the voice data recorder. But they're not sure whether this plane had one. It wasn't required to have one.
The body of the last missing man was recovered from beneath the rubble of an apartment building that collapsed in Iowa. Police Chief Jeff Bladel.
At 2:30 a.m., a victim was recovered and forensically identified as Daniel Prien, 60 years of age.
Another plane full of migrants was flown from Texas to Sacramento, California. Who sent them? Mayor Daryl Steinberg.
Somebody, and the early evidence points to Florida, and we know where that points, who would use innocent, vulnerable people as political pawns. Is there no shame?
An explosion at a hydroelectric dam in the south of Ukraine. President Zelensky calls it another war crime committed by Russian terrorists. Meanwhile, there are signs that Ukrainian forces may have begun their spring offensive to take back territory seized by the Russians. CBS's Deborah Pata in Kharkiv.
What Kyiv will say is that Ukrainian forces have advanced once again on Bakhmut and retaken territory on the outskirts of the city. While just across the border in Russia, a new front line has opened up. Anti-Kremlin militia backed by Ukraine have stepped up attacks on villages in the Belgorod region.
CBS's Jim Krasula with details on a new federal report on global warming.
Experts with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say carbon dioxide levels in the air are increasing at one of the fastest rates on record. Those levels are now the highest they've been in more than 4 million years, according to researchers. The burning of oil, coal, and natural gas are being blamed.
Jury selection begins later today in Cuba Gooding Jr.'s civil rape trial. A woman claims he sexually assaulted her in his Manhattan hotel room in 2020. The actors already faced criminal prosecution in New York City several years ago for groping several women. Three of those women will be allowed to testify at this trial. He maintains he is innocent. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alma Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day million-dollar advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
So here we have Jim Troupas, Dan Kelly, we got Michael Gableman, and the question is accountability, democracy, freedom. Are we going to let these forces who are hostile to democracy continue to try to take over our state? They may spout the value of freedom, but they don't want freedom.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Weekday afternoons 2 until 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.